Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Chicago brings back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. You'll soon be able to find the new book there. We're working on a new website for that, for the books. The new book is The Third Ingredient, which you can now find at Amazon. Sarah Petty's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder of The Joy of Marketing, author of Worth Every Penny, excellent business owner, entrepreneur, and marketing expert. She brings with her a very impressive young lady, Marley Stubblefield, who is part of the Creating Entrepreneur Opportunity Program in her area, in the Chicagoland area, right?
We're more of Central Illinois, yeah.
That's right. You're downstate, aren't you? You're more downstate.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes. So, Heartland America. Flyover America, I call it.
Yeah.
So, like the rest of us.
Yeah.
So, okay, this new program, by the way, Sarah, give us your website for your company. It's Joy of Marketing.
Yeah, joyofmarketing.com.
All right, and then find out more about how you help people there, right?
Absolutely.
And I encourage you to check it out, folks. So, Sarah, you brought with you Marley Stubblefield, who's a high school senior, who wants to learn more about entrepreneurship. She's been taking the Creating Entrepreneurial Opportunity Program. Now, it would seem to me, since this thing is taking almost all their day to be part of this program where they learn about running a business, they write a business plan, they function as a business, I guess, to some degree, and they work together, they collaborate. It seems to me like this is not something that they just get a crazy idea one day and decide to be part of. I mean, they got a plan for this, right? I mean, maybe for one thing, you got to do it enough in advance that you don't have to have math and science when you're doing the entrepreneurial thing.
It's true. If these kids need all the 0 hour credits or they're going for the highest GPA, and this is a dual credit class, but sometimes those kids aren't the right fit. And frankly, you know, your 4.0, your super, super high achiever isn't always the best entrepreneur. Because
right.
They want a rule book. They want to know the rules. And that's not really what makes a great entrepreneur.
Well, they've always said that the A students in business school wind up working for the C students.
There you go. I would believe that. Seriously, I would believe.
So Marley, tell us what a day is like when you're working in the program. What does it look like?
So we arrive to the program 10 minutes earlier, actually at 7:20, because they say that, 10 minutes early is actually on time.
That's right.
And so we're all dressed up, and usually if we are just doing a classroom activity that day, we'll do exercises that broaden your mindset and kind of make you think more out of the box, think creatively. Because as an entrepreneur, those skills are really important. Sometimes we go and visit a local business owner in the area and learn from them how they got to where they are.
So do they teach you how to say thank you and not no problem?
Yes, those types of things, yes.
Would you promise me that for the rest of your life you'll never say no problem again? Will you promise me that?
Yes, I will promise you that.
Because think about it, Sarah. I mean, I try to help young people with this all the time. Sometimes they listen, and most of the time they roll their eyes. But I tell them, if I say thank you for helping me and you say no problem, why would you introduce the word problem if there isn't a problem?
Good point.
So,
very good point.
So learn how to say thank you, you're welcome, it's my pleasure. Those are the kinds of things. And you know, another thing, Sarah, I've got two teenage grandsons, and I had a talk with them the other day. I said, guys, would you like for me to give you a silver bullet that will help you beat 9 out of 10 of your competitors for whatever it is you're going to be working for when you get out on your own? Would you like that silver bullet? And they said, yes. I said, look, anybody you're talking to who's older than you, even if they're only a year older than you, look them in the eye when you're talking to them and when they're talking to you the whole time. What do you think about that, Marty?
Great. I think that that's great, and it's absolutely a part of being a professional in the business world. It's really important to have that connection with people and being professional.
Because, see, Sarah, as you know, a lot of young people don't do that. And if you've got, if you are, you and I are interviewing someone like Marley or my grandsons, and they, you know, they don't have to act like me, God forbid, right? But we're human beings. We like eye contact. And if a young
Very
person
true.
Did that, don't you think that'd be an advantage for them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the soft skills these kids get on how to shake a hand, how to interact and have a conversation with
right.
adults, because they've come out of the school box. And my parents were both teachers. I basically am a teacher. I taught at the community college level. I love education, formal or informal,
right.
but you're a student, right? You, your whole life, you go to class, sit down, you listen
Lifelong
to the teacher,
learning.
Educated on a test.
So I gotta wrap it up. I want you to tell people how we can find out more about this. I mean, I know the website, but is this thing, can they find a location near them, or how to book, start one if they want to?
Yes, entrepreneurs are the ones that get it started. Those are the people that have to have the passion and the vision to bring it. So go to MidlandInstitute.com, reach out to them and ask questions. See if it's something you can bring to your community. A lot of times chambers have money in
right.
your city. Economic development.
Sometimes, yeah, that's a good one. Hey, Marty, I'm proud of you. Keep up the good working. Will you come back and tell me how things are going?
Yes, absolutely. Thank
good
you.
Job. You're a very impressive young lady. Sarah, thank you for bringing her.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.